Adam Woolsey grew up in Jackson with a musical theater goal in mind. After a couple of years working in New York, he's now a senior at MSU, and he's starring in the upcoming production of My Favorite Year at Riverwalk Theater in Lansing, a performance at the American Idol Experience at Disney World in Orlando. Earned Woolsey some national exposure in the form of auditioning for the TV show back in 2011. Current State's Scott Pohl talked with Adam Woolsey about American Idol and My Favorite Year.
Yeah, I was just fortunate enough to be there over the 4th of July weekend, where they were doing like a special opportunity to send people directly to the actual audition experience. I was able to basically pick and choose where I wanted to go, and I kind of opted for the last chance audition in Houston, or it was technically Galveston, Texas, where I, you know, appeared in front of the judges with around 100 other contestants, and it was just an amazing experience. Just it's very different than it appears on TV, which I'm sure is not much of a surprise to anyone. It's just far more scripted than the audience gets to see. But it was just such a cool opportunity, one that I had never expected. I mean, I wasn't even planning on really auditioning or doing the experience at Disney World. I was pushed into it by my younger sister, and it just turned out to be one of the better or the best experiences performing that I've ever had.
Did you move beyond that stage then? I know that from the locations, like you say in your case, Houston, then they choose, I don't know what they call them now, but the ones that actually go on to Hollywood. Did you go on to Hollywood?
I did not go on to Hollywood, which was totally fine with me. Ultimately, becoming a pop star, pop sensation was not in the plans. And you know, whatever I had had achieved up to that point was satisfactory for me. I was just excited to be there. I didn't take that as a sign of me not being good enough, but just maybe me not being what's right for reality TV at the time. I know that there are a lot of people who audition who are immensely talented, who go on to do great things, have great musical careers, that don't even make it on the show for whatever reason. So I just took it with a grain of salt, I suppose, and moved on from the experience.
Did you make it on the show?
From what I've heard, I don't personally watch the show, but from what I've heard, I did appear on TV. I received like numerous calls, text messages, when other forms of communication letting me know that, oh my gosh, we just saw you. So that's kind of the irony of the situation, is that I've never really been a fan. I've never watched American Idol, so I wasn't necessarily going to change that with the fact that I was on it.
All right, one final question about it. What did you sing in Orlando, and what did you sing in Houston?
So I kind of stuck true to the same thing. In Orlando, they have this list of songs that you can sing. It's not too limited. It's quite an expansive list. But I sang Drops of Jupiter by Train, which I was encouraged to sing through a vocal coaching session in Orlando. It's kind of crazy what they put you through there, but I just decided, you know, if that's what got me to where I was and that's what won me that competition, then maybe that's what I should stick with. And that's exactly what I sang in Houston. And I was told by the judges that it was quite impressive and that I clearly was very talented. They actually alluded to the idea that, oh, maybe you should do musical theater, or maybe, you know, like you have a musical theater sounding voice. And I was like, well, that's great, because that's what I do. But yeah, I stuck with Drops of Jupiter, which just was a great song for me. And it's become sort of like my parents seem to always remind me when it's on the radio or when they hear it, because it's just tied to memory with the experience.
So here you are at MSU. You're a senior now. It's summer. You're taking summer classes, and yet you're finding time, making time to appear in the Riverwalk Theater production of My Favorite Year. What drew you to audition for this show?
I auditioned for this show only knowing one song from the show. And it's a song that I had in my audition book in New York called Larger Than Life, which is just a really great song.
Uncle Morty used to send me to the movies. Here's a nickel, kid. Cheer up and go. And though I was only 7, I discovered heaven at the RKO. Blue lights, pink lights, stars in the ceiling, an organ as big as a Buick, and a screen as tall as the Great Wall of China. Red rugs, gold stairs, porcelain angels, and everything bigger and better and larger than life. At first, I was
so I kind of went into it thinking that, you know, I really only wanted one part, and I wrote that on my audition form that I wanted this part and nothing else, and you know, I just seemed to work out. And I had worked at Riverwalk before on Spring Awakening last September, which was just a phenomenal experience, and the people there are so committed to the building, to providing great entertainment, and I just had such a wonderful experience that really half of the reason that I even went to audition for this show at all was because it was at Riverwalk. I'm so fortunate to be a part of the show, and I'm so fortunate to be cast in the role that I am.
Have you seen the movie version of My Favorite Year?
I haven't seen the movie, and I kind of went back and forth as to whether or not I should. I kind of wanted to make the part or the show my own rather than base it off of something that I'd seen. So, you know, I'm still kind of debating as to whether or not to watch the movie now that I've solidified what I'm going to personally do on stage.
There's lots of fun music in the show, but it's really, really funny. And the premise, for people who aren't familiar with it, is a young man who works on an old TV show. I say old, meaning 50s era, mm-hmm. if I recall the time frame correctly. And a big movie star has been brought in to appear as a guest on the show. In the film, it was Peter O'Toole, who was magnificently drunk the whole time. And this young guy is in charge of straightening him out, keeping him sober, if that's even possible, for his appearance on the show. And mayhem ensues, as they say. Is the stage presentation of it similar in that regard to the film?
It is very true to the film in that sense. It's the same concept of a very big movie star who's kind of past his prime, comes in as a last second replacement. This movie star named Alan Swan happens to be the absolute idol for my character Benji, who grew up just adoring him and really viewing him as a father figure. Come to find that he is quite the alcoholic and has some demons of his own and Benji is placed. Or is deemed responsible for him and in charge of taking care of him. There's a lot of comedy that surrounds around that particular storyline. There's also a lot of really tender, really strong emotional moments that come out of it as well.
There's a sweetness to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Peter O'Toole played drunk magnificently. Who's in the part here in Lansing?
Mike Stewart is actually playing the part of Alan Swan, and I'll be honest, he plays drunk quite well. It's funny, but at the same time, it's, you know, everybody, us as actors, are kind of like how are you doing that so well? I mean, we're certainly not accusatory of anything, but he's just doing a phenomenal job, and he really brings such a large presence to the part, which it absolutely demands. It's so much easier to act alongside someone who is giving you so much of themselves and so much substance and so much depth to their character. It's just a pleasure every night to explore and to really have fun.
Riverwalk isn't the biggest theater. Is the orchestration live for the show?
It is live, and they're going to be sitting pretty high up. They'll be behind the actors, but they'll be on like very tall platforms. You're right. It's not a very big space, but they do wonderful things with what they have to use. And we've been working with our music director, James Greer, who's just been an absolute professional at what he does. And we're entirely confident that when the orchestra is included, that the show will just be brought to an entirely new level.
Adam Woolsey, thank you so much for stopping by, and good luck with My Favorite Year at Riverwalk Theater.
Thank you. I hope everyone that comes to see it enjoys it, and I, you know, appreciate the opportunity.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.